Did the counselor do exit interviews? Is it, I know in some places it's a way to help cut down on turnover. There were a series of exit interviews that were conducted. Were the counselors involved in
To my knowledge, no. That was routine personnel work and handled by
mm-hmm.
personnel people,
mm-hmm.
men. And we had three shifts going, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we had counselors on three shifts, but not as many. And I remember going in on that third shift about every few months to see how things were going.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird. It's just as if you go in there and life is going on. It's in the middle of the day, you'd think, instead of the middle of the night. And really, that's the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything was going on, the noise, the crash, the bang, and everything else. But, and I would go through the plant on that third shift
mm-hmm.
to get to know those supervisors, too, talk with them. And I'd been there long enough, so many of them I knew
mm-hmm.
very well. And we had a good rapport. And I think that is one thing, that, having come up from the bottom,
mm-hmm.
was good, rather than just be hired as a counselor, because you wouldn't know the workings of the plant or anything else as I had.
Now, was that true of the other plants, too? You wouldn't know the supervisors there unless you happened to have hired them, would you?
I can't answer for the other plant. Oh, you mean the Douglas plant?
If you were, yes.
No, I did not know, except many of them came from here.
No.
Many of them came from the Santa Monica plant as supervisors to the others.
So it sounds like you had a very different relationship and functioned differently as coordinator even at Santa Monica. You were also much more directly involved.
Oh, yes, yes.
And the others, you
yes, the other was just, the other was different.
Mm-hmm.
The other was, trying to get the system of what they were doing same as ours. But I didn't. I only went, I think as I remember, one full trip to the other plant, Chicago and Oklahoma City and
mm-hmm.
such, just to help them
mm-hmm.
With their women's problems. And
now, would they have someone who at those locations was a supervisor in that plant of the counselors?
Now, what do you mean?
So, for instance, at Long Beach, you would have 10 counselors.
Yes.
Was there someone there who was a supervisor of those 10 counselors and you coordinated everything?
They were under personnel. They were under the personnel man,
mm-hmm.
whoever he was.
Mm-hmm.
And when I said 10 counselors, that's a little bit much.
Mm-hmm.
It probably was less than that.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember.
Well, do you think it would be fair to characterize organizationally, to characterize it this way, that at Santa Monica, once you became coordinator, you were both supervisor of the counselors at Santa Monica as well as coordinator of all of the other plants. But at the other plants, you would just go in and deal with whoever was supervising those counselors at that location.
That's right, and I would meet them, go down, see the women, and talk with them and find out what their problems
mm-hmm.
were. The same as I told you I did at the Daggett
mm-hmm.
place.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't stay there overnight, though, but I had hired that woman and then let to talk with her, and we had a good rapport so she could call me if any particular problem came up.
Now, at these meetings, both formal and informal, of the counselors from the other companies, would there be other counselors from Douglas who would attend these, or
no,
only yourself?
Definitely.
So that, and would that be true of the other companies too? Would it be the person who was
mostly, yeah,
the
yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Like Susan,
mm-hmm.
or at Row T. Gosh, I don't remember her name, but those women I knew very well at that particular time. And in fact, the one from Row T, we went to Mexico together, had a good travel. Susan, I knew not quite as well
mm-hmm.
as that, but.
Mm-hmm.
would like to follow it up.
Oh, well, I as soon as I finish editing this and tell her, get back in touch with her, I'm going to tell her that I saw you, I'd raised your name with her, because I'd come across your name before. That's why I felt so foolish when Louise gave it to me, and there it was in Santa Monica, so how did this go? I could have just looked it up from the phone book.
Yes, that's right.
I have a couple of other questions about the conflict before I ask you about what happened after the war. How did the counselors themselves dress? Did they...
No uniform. The matrons wore uniforms. They didn't particularly want to at first, but when it was explained why, it's the best thing to do so that the girls would know them, could spot them and go to them. But the counselors just dressed like any businesswoman.
So they were more likely to wear skirts and dresses.
Yes.
They did not wear
skirts. No. Oh, if they wanted to wear slacks, they could wear them. But there weren't very many slacks worn. People didn't wear slacks in those days as much in an office as they do now.
So that even though the women who were in production were wearing slacks,
yes,
the women who were in the offices were not likely to wear slacks.
No, not as likely.
Mm-hmm. But was there any policy against it?
No.
For the officers?
No. Mm-mm. But as I remember, you see, that's a long time ago. 41, 45, in there, 42. It's a long time ago, and slacks for women were not as common, that's all. And there was no policy, of course, but ones in the factory wore them. I can remember that in the sewing room where they sewed, they wore dresses, a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a picture of these.
Yeah.
These are the women from the upholstery department, I believe.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Here they are. I can remember some. Interesting. No, that's the way it was.
Yeah.
That's the way it was.
Well, getting back to the issue of the relationship to community agencies, I know that shopping and laundry was very often a problem for the women. Were you ever in a position where you had to go out to the community and try and make arrangements for extended hours of stores or any of that sort of thing?
No. No.
Did the stores in Santa Monica accommodate them in that fashion, do you recall?
But I remember that there was any difference from any other time.
Mm-hmm.
I do kind of remember banks making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I'm not sure about that.
How about
that.
In terms of your own life? Because here you were working at a 4-year-old and a 10-year-old. How did you manage?
How did I manage
all of that?
Fortunately, I had somebody here.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend here. Who kept house and kept her eye on the children. So I had that.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't really a housekeeper. She was a friend who did it. And I had no problems that way, which I was very fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure the other girls had somebody that they, their mother, their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them. But as I told you, we had... In the schools, we had extended daycare. We had that worked out for them. But and it was a problem with me, though, always. I mean, you can't always get down to the groceries on the way home. You have to do a lot of things. And rationing, your car rationing. But as I told you, we went over to welfare.
And I
think that the workers... had a pretty good deal on that, much more so than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Rightfully so.
Now, of course, you had your house then, so you did not have a housing problem during this period when there was such a housing shortage.
No, I had no problem because I had my home, but I do know that one of the gals from secretary to one of the executives asked me if she could come and live here, rent a room. And so I did take somebody in.
Mm-hmm.
Not right away, that was a little bit later.
Was housing a problem
oh, yeah.
That you would handle for the women?
No. Mm-mm. There's another case of welfare.
Oh,
welfare did all that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that was one of their problems.
Yeah. Now, was there any direct connection between personnel and welfare? Were they under the same?
No. They were under somebody else.
So they were two
yes.
separate.
Yes, totally separate. Yes, yeah. Definitely.
It seems like there was some overlapping and
Not really, because now another thing that welfare did was airline tickets. They took care of that.
Hmm.
Tours for employees, because there wasn't much tours. That's mm-hmm. later. I better not mention that.
So welfare would be sort of equivalent as Lockheed. They had the Lockheed employees.
Association.
And recreational service. Lockheed Big Employee Recreation something.
Well, we had, I would say that was run by welfare, mm-hmm. the recreation, all the recreation. Now, when I said about the airline tickets, that is something I'm sure that came later, mm-hmm. not during the war times,
mm-hmm.
because there were no tours at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And also, of course, airline tickets for executives and such was handled in the executive mm-hmm. offices, not welfare. That was something separate. But recreation, and they had entertainment for them during the noon lunch off. They wanted to take their lunch to the bowl. They had entertainers coming and there and entertaining them. That was done many times.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did you think would happen to your job as the war was winding down?
I knew. I was ready for it because I knew what was mm-hmm. going to happen, that it would be over. And the women went out, and I took a cup, but I'd rather do that than leave and find a comparable job to what I'd had and have to travel morning and night into Los Angeles. And I didn't even try. I just took the advice of my relatives and friends and stuck it out here.
Now, was the whole counseling service cut out at once, or did it dwindle away?
Well, I'm sure, as I remember, it just was all at one mm-hmm. particular time
mm-hmm.
when they started to. They wouldn't drop everybody all at once, but a few today and a few another month and so forth and mm-hmm. so on down.
Well, I was wondering if there was a point at which the other counselors were no longer there, but you then resumed some of your counseling functions. Did that happen towards the end at all?
No, there was no woman counselors left at all, period. I was still there, the rest were gone, mm-hmm. or they had gone back to personnel work. Some, you see, there was some that were in, as I told you about this Marion Henschel. She was an interviewer, and she went up into counseling.
And there wasn't any thought given to continue some counseling service that some women did remain?
That was done by the men.
Mm-hmm.
Personnel counselors in offices in the factory. They would have maybe six departments under their jurisdiction, women and men.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what was done.
And so that some of the problems that you might have handled before would now become...
Yes, only it wouldn't be the same because it wasn't the war years. The women weren't, in many cases, doing the same type of work. They might have been doing office work in the factory because, you know, the feeling was that they wanted men back and men had, rightfully, if there were any left, had the jobs. They had to give those jobs to the men. They couldn't keep the women if they wanted to.
How do you think the women felt about that?
I don't think there's any great resentment.
Mm-hmm.
Some, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, there would be some.
Mm-hmm.
But as a whole, they wanted to go, if they could, mm-hmm. go home. But then some had to work, same as I did.
Mm-hmm.
I had to continue working for a while anyway. And I wanted to. And But many of these women wanted to go back to taking care of their families.
Do you think during the buildup during the Korean War, many of these women seemed to have come back again? Were there any thoughts at that point in, say, 51 of reinstituting the kind of women's counseling that you had done earlier?
We didn't have that great number that there was in the World War.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't that great number of people going. They didn't have to go. You know, they had to go in this other, the draft. But the Korean wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
The same. I mean, it's totally different type of a thing.
Did you think about, I mean, it sounded like you enjoyed the work enormously.
I did.
Did you think about trying to get into something like that?
Well, that's what the welfare department, state welfare, wanted me to do with women in women in industry, seeing that the jobs were right for the women and so forth. And I was given the opportunity, but that's what I turned down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Simply because I didn't want to. It was too late in my life to go on to a new venture.
Mm-hmm.
That was about what it amounted to.
And what work did you then do with Douglas?
Personnel after? Work, absence control,
mm-hmm.
not counseling.
Well, how would absence control work?
When employees were on leave of absence, then they came back, we had to check their doctor's release, send them up to the dispensary, see if they could go back. Just detail personnel work is what it amounted to. But I didn't even try. If I had tried to follow up other things at that time, I probably could have.
Mm-hmm.
But just remember, I was older then and ready to relax a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the easy way out. And I always enjoyed personnel work. But interesting thing is that my daughter worked at El Segundo plant during the war in personnel work. And now my granddaughter is doing personnel work in a hospital.
Oh.
Isn't that funny?
Have you talked to them about your wartime experiences in the
Oh, yes. Hospital? And see, my daughter was, her husband was in the service. And she stayed here, lived with me. He was overseas. And she worked at El Segundo and lived here with me. So, of course, and then talk about it, she had experiences too. So, and she was in personal work at El Segundo under, I can't even, not William something, I can't tell you his name.
But she didn't do any of the counseling.
No. She was a file clerk in the personnel files.
Uh-huh.
But interesting thing to me was that I've always liked people. And they're very outgoing too, very. And so that's the kind of a person that likes personnel work.
Mm-hmm.
But I never even thought about it until granddaughter was working in a hospital and practically the top one in personnel work.
Hmm. And did she ask you about your own experiences?
Oh, yes, of course. Always wanted to hear. Always interested to hear about them.
Mm-hmm.
And then apparently they liked the idea and both went for personnel work. Of course, when the daughter wanted to work, I didn't want to particularly work at this plant, but another plant was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so she worked there, and first thing was that type of work. Personnel files, though, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
No interviewing or what have you. But then remember that I had been there so long that I had grown up with it, with the plant as it grew.
Well, how did you feel the plant came by the end of the war after it had gone through this enormous...
That kind of hurt. That hurt. And every time the layoffs came, it was always around Christmas time. And it just made you sick to see these men go out at that particular time. But, I mean, this is life. That's the way, especially aircraft, is always. I mean, it's in for a new job and it's out when it's over. And go ahead.
How much of a cut did you end up having to take then after the war?
Plenty. I can't remember now, but I knew at the time I realized. But I felt I could make it with that and stay, be near home.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't go from administrative job to an hourly job.
Hmm.
That's what I had to think. And it was okay. I mean, I didn't make a big fuss about
mm-hmm.
it. Because I could have gotten out and gone some other place. Maybe they would have told me that too.
Well, it's interesting that they didn't consider keeping on at least one person in some of these places as a woman counselor, since some of the women did.
Well, did they ever do that in other plans that you've been to do?
Well, thus far, it had to be aircraft, because of course shipbuilding, the women didn't stay or come back. But in aircraft, so many of them were, after reconversion and the recall started, many of them did come back.
Yeah.
Of course, by then they probably worked out many of their problems of working in that situation, and maybe the counselors weren't as necessary.
Well, frankly, I don't feel that they were absolutely necessary. I feel that after the war is over, that most of their problems were not the same
mm-hmm.
and could be taken care of by
mm-hmm.
men as well as women.
How about during the war, though?
Well, I definitely felt it was necessary. Because, I mean, people, it was so vast, people, you can't even begin to realize the growth of that place and how many there were and how many women doing these jobs that nobody ever thought they could do,
mm-hmm.
or they didn't think they could do themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so vast in the growth that in itself you needed it
mm-hmm.
for that alone.
Is there anything else that you can think of that we haven't?
Have any bearing on it? No, except that I think that the service of the women counselors was great. In all angles during the war years, I don't feel that they needed that after that. Maybe I'm about the only woman counselor who felt that way, but I didn't feel that they needed it because they cut down to practically nothing as far as women are concerned in the factory.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still there in many cases. Not the same women, though. Not the same women.
Did any of the counselors who were, you recall, who were at Douglas working at counselors, did others of them stay in other personnel work?
In the factory? You mean at the Douglas company?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a couple of them went into personnel work.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not at the same salary or not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they took a cut the same as I did.
Mm-hmm.
At that particular time, that's the way it was.
Mm-hmm. Must have been hard, though, since it was something.
Yes. Oh, it was. It was. It was very hard. I mean, I wasn't particularly happy at first, but then I got over that.
And then you stayed on at Douglas until
I stayed on until 1959 in personnel work. And then it was time to retire, so I had a nice retirement, and now I've enjoyed it ever since. Now I'm very much interested in auxiliary hospital volunteer work.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And there you are dealing with people again.
So you're back to some of the
work. Back. Well, you know what? Now what I'm doing is, it's called a surgery hostess. And we take care of the people, the parents, the families of people that are having surgery.
Oh.
They sit in a certain area, and then they call us from surgery. They call us from recovery room. When they've gone into recovery room, then we can pass this on to them, keep them, ease their mind a little bit. We have coffee to serve them or tea, and it's rather nice.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still, I'm still working with people, and that's what it is. And these majority of them are very grateful for this service, and I think it's great for the hospital
mm-hmm.
to be willing to do this. But I just belong to the auxiliary of the Santa Monica Hospital and do the volunteer work. I've been doing it for 20 years, ever since I retired.
Well, so since you retired, become involved in it.
Oh, that's it. Not before.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. But since. And, I have to have something to fill my time. And now I'm so busy, I thought when I first retired that I wouldn't have enough to do. How would I ever make it out? But I did. Found that I'm so busy every day.
That's marvelous.
It's good, it's very good. It keeps you going. No, I'm not going to go in the rocking.